producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
City today. It's a Wednesday, Watford City Wednesday, we're going to call this, by golly. And, of course, a lot of focus on Watford City over the last couple of days because of a tornado. And I'm amazed, you know, obviously that was something we were all concerned about, tornado on the Memorial holiday. But Watford City's back to work. You know, there may be a lot of other folks in the media that are talking about, number one, the tornado, and obviously some understandable hand-wringing over, you know, if that happens to you, what should you do? And I think all that's appropriate. I see the front page of the Bismarck Tribune today is talking about the story and what you got to do. But Watford City just moves, just keeps rolling. And it's one of the reasons we love the place. And we're going to be broadcasting regularly from Watford City and talking about what's happening all throughout Watford City and McKenzie County that is certainly related to the energy boom. Because, you know, more happens in the energy boom in McKenzie County than about, well, than any other county in North Dakota, certainly, and a lot of other places in the North America, even around the world, just the level of energy production in this county alone. But in addition to that, it's a great community with a whole lot of things going on. And so I'd like to say it like this. They can walk and chew gum at the same time. They're managing challenges. There's plenty of them. There's no secrets there. That's in every inch of oil country from an enormous amount of growth that's happening. But there's also, you know, a lot of great things that are happening. There's outdoor activities. There's lodging. I would really encourage you, as we sit here at the end of May, and folks are planning on, you know, what corner of the world they want to visit this year, make Watford City a stop. Make McKenzie County a stop. Come to Theodore Roosevelt Park. Stay in one of the hotels here. There's rooms available now. They're adding all the time. And Watford City has always been a very well-tuned community. And we're going to meet some of the folks today to talk a little bit about what is happening and look forward to that conversation. They have a centennial coming up, so we're going to find out about that. We're going to also talk about an item on the June 10th ballot concerning a sales tax increase in here. Jesse Veeder is going to join us to talk about that. Steve Stengem and his family have been part of Watford City for generations, a long, long time. First International Bank is where we're broadcasting today, and Outlaws, and so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk with a local legislator, Representative David Drubdahl, will join us on the program, too. And what else do we have for you? We have our weekly chat with the folks from Pinnacle to talk ag up in northwest North Dakota, specifically around Tioga and that region. Looking forward to that conversation on the program today, and, of course, your calls, your questions, and your comments as well. 855-200-1776 is our telephone number, 855-200-1776. Questions, comments, want to weigh in on anything related to the news of the day, we'll tackle that. We do have a couple of stories, and I'm going to share one with Ellen Ratner and Glenn Keita here coming up in just a little bit that I think will be rather interesting, pertaining to a sentence for an individual that caused the death of another in a traffic accident is because he was texting. And he got a rather light sentence in the sense of actual jail time. However, he's been committed to do a bunch of community service on the whole texting issue and talking about it. And some folks think the sentence was too light, so we're going to chat about that. That and a few other things in the news throughout the program today, as always. And, of course, we want to know what's on your mind. Right now I want to chat with Aaron Belton. Aaron is the proprietor, along with his wife, of Outlaws, which is downtown Watford City. And you might have seen the two of them in the famous North Dakota Petroleum Council commercials, the North Dakota Oil Can campaign. Aaron, it's nice to see you.
Well, Scott, thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Love Outlaws, by the way.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
It's a bar. It's a grill. It's a great place.
Thank you. Yes.
I've been there, but there's many in our audience that have not, so maybe describe what Outlaws is all about.
Well, we describe ourselves as an American fair bar and grill. By that I mean, you know, we might have anything from your good old-fashioned mac and cheese. We have a lot of steaks, burgers, seafood, pasta, things that make us feel like we're at home.
Comfort food, I think we call it, don't we?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct, Scott.
And, you know, besides the menu, just a great atmosphere. I mean, I think... Again, if folks have not been to Watford City before or in these communities, they think, well, I could see this in Dallas or Minneapolis or, you know.
I get that a lot from people who travel through here. And as you well know, there's a lot of people who travel down 85 and people from all over the world now. And I get a lot of, wow, this is something that should be in a bigger city. So hats off to the Syndrome family for bringing a little slice of the big city to downtown Watford City.
And talk about your story. How is it that you came to back to Watford City or came to the community? Are you from here?
I am actually born and raised in Watford City. My family, my great-grandparents then homesteaded just outside of Dickinson in 1886. The Pelton Farm is down in the Dickinson area. And my dad and mom both grew up down there. And my dad was the ag teacher. He taught at the local high school for 33 years. So I was born and raised in Watford City. This is all I knew. I went to 2 years of junior college in Williston, very proud of the Tetons. From there, I went to NDSU. And from that stop, ended up down in Phoenix, Arizona, where I finished up my schooling in hotel and restaurant management and ended up meeting my wife and starting a family. And that's, you know, my story before I moved here, I guess. And then I moved here in 2008.
Okay, so when you left, did you ever envision coming back?
Not so much because of the fact merely that I was in the restaurant business, and that isn't exactly a career, you know, in Western North Dakota. And by that, I mean, you know, if something doesn't work out, there's not really a next stop to go to. So it is definitely a career down in a tourism state such as Arizona. But up here, I didn't envision that. But it was fortuitous knowing the Stengem family and them building this big facility. It had been open for about 2 years, roughly, about 22 months before we came here, and got a great opportunity, and we decided to make it a go because we had children, and grandpa and grandma still live here, so that was kind of a draw.
So you come back,
yes.
and world-class restaurant, and obviously...
World-class, that's a stretch, but thank you very much.
Well, it's a great spot. It is, uh-huh. I mean, it really is. So what a unique opportunity, not only to come back to your hometown, but also to, work at a restaurant that would rival anything you could in the big city.
We're very proud of it. I'll be honest. I'm very, very proud of our restaurant. I'm very proud of my employees and all the people that I work with. They grind it out every single day, and we have a lot of fun doing it. We moved here and started with about 16 employees, roughly. I didn't count back then because it wasn't important. And we've got some growth that's happened since then, obviously. It's happened slowly and steadily.
Now, the North Dakota Oil Campaign, the Oil Can Campaign, has highlighted your story specifically because here's a family that was able to move back because of what's happening. How do you connect your story to the oil and gas boom?
Well, I can just picture like it was yesterday seeing a few, just sprinkling in a few of those people in the bar every night. You know, we used to, you know, I would work the floor every night and you'd meet a directional driller here and a directional driller there or a company man here, and all of a sudden it was just starting to, you know, it was that little snowball effect, and it really started to pick up and get busy. So we were able to slowly add on, and we've had to make a lot of changes since then. The oil boom and the oil industry has I don't like to use the word boom. I like to use the word industry. But the oil industry has really given us a lot of things to be thankful for as far as business goes.
I saw a flyer the other day in the McKenzie County paper that was from Taco John's, and it said $16 to $20 an hour.
Right.
So if I'm making, potato olays for $16 to $20 an hour, I would imagine that... you know, hiring people, getting people, and paying them has got to be a challenge for you. How do you maneuver that?
Correct. It all starts with creating a work environment that you hope that people are proud of, that people want to come to work with you every day. Because going to school, you know, you learn right away that money doesn't keep people happy. I mean, we all know that. But you try to create a place that people want to get up and come to work for you every single day and stay loyal. And from there, you just start reaching out, going to other places, trying to reach within the community. You know, there's a lot of talent here. There's a lot of really good people. And we're constantly trying to reach out and grab the very best people we can.
So it raises the bar for employers a little bit to work on more things than just
it does.
Here's a job, here's the benefits, you know, the regular things.
If you're making $16 to $20 an hour making potato lays, what are you worth if you're running a big scraper? So it doesn't just affect the restaurant industry and the hospitality industry. It affects us all as a whole. But we have to do what it takes to get it done every day because people have expectations and people are coming here from other places. You said something really interesting in your opening about Wofford City. I just want to hit on that. I loved how you said there was a tornado and we all had to get up and go to work next day. This is a lunch pail community.
Just get her done.
It's a lunch. It doesn't matter if there's a blizzard. It doesn't matter what rolls through. We got to get it done.
Absolutely. Aaron, thanks for the time.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, folks, stop and see Aaron and his crew at Outlaws Bar and Grill, downtown, Wofford City, in the First International Bank building. More coming up from Wofford.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
My friends at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake and Walker, Minnesota, have done it again. They've come up with a great deal just for listeners of this program. If you go to chaseonthelake.com, enter the promo code Scott, here's the deal you're going to get for the entire summer. Stay three nights at Chase, get your fourth night free. Simple as that. Lakeside condo, Lakeview hotel room, classic lodging, whatever you need. Three nights at Chase, fourth night free. Guided fishing on Leech Lake. Walk to downtown Walker. Take the pontoons out. Do a little jet skiing on the lake. Or just relax in the lakeside dining of the 502 restaurant. Chase on the Lake embodies the comfort of up north. It is absolutely fantastic. And this deal is good all summer long. No blackout dates, no restrictions. Pick your date. Stay three nights. Get your fourth night free. Simple as that. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Enter the promo code Scott or call them. Say, hey, Scott told me to call you. The number's 888- Chase 06, I want this great deal. 888-CHASE-06 or online at chaseonthelake.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We're back in Wofford City today for a Wofford City Wednesday broadcast. Blanquita Cullum and Ellen Ratner are the Golden Girls. Join us regularly on the program. And Ellen is having some phone issues. Ellen every day has an issue of some kind, doesn't she, VQ? There's always...
Well, she's always at the White House, you know. And you would think that would be the easiest place to make contact, but sometimes it just doesn't work that way.
I am not sitting on the edge of my chair wondering what the president is going to say today. I'll be the first to admit that. I know that there's a lot of mainstream media buzz over this speech about foreign policy and where we're going and the on the heels of the Afghanistan announcement, but this president gives way too many speeches. They all just seem like empty words to me, so I don't get all a flutter when he speaks. How about you, BQ?
Well, I mean, imagine how the people in the Middle East, if we get bored, imagine what they think. Come on. I mean, it's a joke. And the sad thing is, you know, you and I have a similar feeling about what's going on with the vets. And can I do one little shameless plug real quickly for the it's called the Healing for, it's a hoedown for the Healing Heroes. And if you would go on Facebook and go to the Hoedown for Healing Heroes, it's for all the wounded vets. They've established this incredible place that they're going to let families come and stay there for a month at a time at no cost. So here, you know, it's private citizens doing something. So here you have people out there who's going to try to pull people back out of Afghanistan. It's going to make the place much more dangerous. And then we're talking about Syria. It's just, who in the hell is running things over there? It just makes me nuts.
No kidding. A couple other headlines I want to run by you. I want to start with a local one first. A Kindred man who pleaded guilty to killing another man while texting while driving more than 90 miles an hour in the car behind the other man is going to be doing some public speaking about the dangers of distracted driving as part of a plea agreement. The deal is hammered out. I'm reading from the forum story by Emily Welker here. The deal hammered out between Cass County prosecutors and the defense attorney for this Nicholas Milbrandt. He's 21 years old, and this happened this week. He's going to serve 30 days in jail. All right. So let me back up. He pleaded guilty to killing another man while texting while driving more than 90 miles an hour in his car, and he's getting 30 days in jail. After that, he begins 2 years of supervised probation, during which he'll work with probation officers and the North Dakota Department of Transportation to give public presentations to schools and other groups about the dangers of texting while driving. I think the community, and by the way, it's 100 hours of community service. So 30 days in jail and 100 hours of community service. Does this seem a little light to you?
Well, you know, really, of course, nobody, I mean, honestly, we got these millennials that can't focus, and they've got to do something. I mean, it's a young person, could be a really decent person. A death is a death. I mean, what do we let people off for drinking while driving? I think that we're going to have to let people know these crimes have to be punished severely. I feel for that 21-year-old. I really do. But I also feel for the family of the person that got killed. It's a tough one for me.
And evidently, the 30-day jail term was greater than other sentences leveled at defendants who were convicted in fatal crashes in which there was no intent. Obviously, he didn't intend to kill the guy, but he also was going 90 miles an hour and texting while he's driving, so clearly was reckless behavior. They also dropped a Class C felony charge of reckless endangerment against him, and he instead pleaded guilty to a count of negligent homicide. Ellen, I thought, would be good to answer this because she never wants anybody in jail, so she maybe would think it'd be a good idea. But so, Ellen, the cliff notes are 21-year-old guy driving 90 miles an hour on an interstate near West Fargo last summer, rear-ends a vehicle, kills the driver of the vehicle ahead of him, 61 years old. He's texting while he's driving. He's going 90 and texting, causes an accident, only given 30 days in jail and 100 hours of community service to talk about the dangers of texting and driving. So he's going to do this two-year campaign.
I think he's got a longer sentence than 30 days in jail.
I don't think jail helps. I think he should be in a treatment program.
What would the treatment program be for? For texting and driving?
Well, I think when you're driving that fast, you have an urge to not make be on the planet, and I think he's unconscious is making him go nuts.
You're saying the speed? He'd have to go to therapy for, like, speed? As in driving too fast?
Uh-huh. They do have those kind of programs, you know.
Then you better get in it, because I've driven with you, and you drive like a madwoman.
I do not drive like a madwoman.
I've driven with her. I'm not going to say anything, because sometimes my driving ain't so great either. But you know what? I got to say, that this texting stuff has scared the hell out of me. I am not texting. I mean, you know, look, we've all become so used to having this phone with us, and we think, oh, you know, all I have to do is just at the red light, you know, respond, okay? But the fact of the matter is, you can't see people, you can't focus on what else is going around, you can't tell if somebody's driving through a red light. I think we're going to have to make the restrictions much stronger and the penalties harder. And I do think that it's going to have to serve more than 30 days.
Okay, a couple other things I want to chat with you about. One, the president's speech today, Ellen, is everybody at the White House, having heart palpitations over the upcoming speech? Or
what I want to ask, and I've asked our Pentagon person to ask this, is if you're going to withdraw down to 9,800 troops, almost 10,000, how many contractors are we going to have? Because I know from Iraq that we had almost a one-for-one. So what's the real story here? Because, you know, you can be, quote-unquote, not in the military, but doing exactly those same kinds of things.
All right, another story out today. The First Lady is pushing back against efforts to weaken the school lunch rules. So she continues to be the school lunch police leader.
We should have healthy lunches for kids.
Yeah, but you've got this whole situation with the budgets and stuff, and it really is turning out to be a drastic situation in many school districts. The fact of the matter is, you know, even the kids are not supporting it. Look, there's got to be a better solution. Granted, you don't want kids eating junk food, but you can't also shut down the situation where it's costing schools much more money and food is being wasted. It's not being implemented correctly, and she was not elected.
Yeah, exactly. That's my bigger point here. First of all, my understanding is Senator Hoban got some legislation passed to get a waiver on this to put a moratorium on it because there was not enough food. I mean, kids were going hungry, so it was not working, which I think proves top-down's a bad idea. Ellen, don't you think school boards, school lunch ladies at the local level are far better equipped to decide what is healthy for their kids to eat than the First Lady of the United States? Been putting out some mandates on school lunch rules? Don't you think that's crazy?
I think I agree with Mayor Bloomberg on limiting the large soft drinks. I think, addiction is a weird thing, and people sometimes have to look what we've done on smoking. People would have smoked.
Yeah, you know, Ellen, come on. You know, when did New York, the city that never sleeps, become the city that doesn't make a peep? You've got a situation where the Mayor Bloomberg is going to decide that he's smarter than the average constituent in New York City. Look, come on, they don't need a nanny. They don't really need a nanny to tell them that they can't buy a soft drink.
No, I mean, that left-leaning utopia is really something. All right, ladies, got to go. Thanks, Ellen Radner and Blanquita Cullum. The Golden Girls arguing it out today. More from Watford City coming up.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We're live in Watford City today, right outside Outlaws, the First International Bank building. And we're going to chat with Patsy Levang here in a little bit, talk about the Watford City Centennial, which is coming up very soon, next month, as a matter of fact. Next hour, Jessie Veeder will be here. She is a rancher. She is a musician. She is a columnist. And we'll talk a little bit about a question that will be before Watford City voters next month. Steve Stenson will also be here, president and chair of First International Bank of Trust in Watford City. And also Representative David Drubdahl, the speaker of the North Dakota House. Who is a local Republican from Arnagard. So looking forward to chatting with him as well. Before we talk about the centennial, let's talk ag. As Garrett Groves is here, location manager for Pinnacle's agronomy division in Tioga, joins us Wednesday to talk about some ag issues, talking ag today. Hey, Garrett, how you doing?
Not so bad.
Congratulations on the new addition to the family. I understand you have a new baby girl in the Groves family.
Yeah, we do. It was last Wednesday, so I figured it was a good enough reason to miss 1 week.
You were excused to have that wonderful family moment. How's mom and baby?
Well, they're both good. Everybody got home good, and it was it's one of them moments that you don't want to miss it, no matter how busy you are. So,
well, since we talked last, summer arrived. We've sort of flipped from the rainy, cloudy, cool days, talking about planting seed into really cold soil, into some 80 and 90 degree days, for crying out loud. Let's just talk a little bit about the weather. Has it helped?
Yeah, it's actually helped quite a bit, because now we actually have, we have good moisture, and now with this heat, it's brought a lot of the weeds that guys were kind of wondering, well, this field is pretty clean. I don't know if I need to burn it down. Now the clean fields are staying clean, and the ones that need to be burned down are being burned down. But that's actually helped quite a bit. We're not seeing anything untypical of a normal year. I mean, we're seeing the typical native grasses come early, and then the broadleaves follow as the soils warm up.
Any idea on progress as far as planting? I mean, still a lot to go yet?
I would say in our area here, we're somewhere in that 80 to 85%. If we can string together 4 or 5 more days, I think we'll have a lot of guys that are wrapping it up for the year and getting ready for spray season.
Fantastic. That's good news to hear. Now, I know there's been some concern about flea beetles and canola. Let's talk a little bit about that. What advice have you got for growers there?
Well, I think, it's as part of my job. I'm out there looking at growers' fields, but, just as a farmer should be looking at it. We've seen quite a fair amount of flea beetle this year in the early seeded canola, just because that stuff's emerged now. But I suspect that the first shot of Roundup or Liberty, we're going to probably be throwing in some sort of an insecticide for flea beetles, just out of safety precaution more so than anything else.
And higher than usual count on the flea beetles? I mean, you're seeing a lot of it? Or is it just, as you say, because it's up first?
I think it's the stuff that was up first is more suspect to colder soil, cooler temperatures, which flea beetles kind of like. But, you know, I don't think it's any worse than normal, but I don't think it's any less than normal either. So,
got it. All right. Anything else you want to share with growers?
No, I just want, if you need to reach me direct, your growers are welcome to call me on my cell phone at 621-1477. And I guess we just want to wish our growers a good week and be safe out there.
Used to be Farmers Union Oil. It is now a Pinnacle, the agronomy division, and, you know, great service from Gary and his team where there's just a, give us a call. We want to help. They're for you to serve you. 701-621-1477. Garrett, chat with you next Wednesday. Thanks again.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
We're in Watford City, as I mentioned today. A little bit of rain shower activity here. A beautiful day yesterday. Absolutely beautiful. Might have even nipped 90 degrees, but just a ton of sun and a beautiful day. But a little storm system moving in from the west here, bringing some rain showers right now. But you know what? It's always sunny in Watford City. And on this Watford City Wednesday, we're looking ahead a little bit to the Watford City Centennial. Patsy Levang, who is the chairperson of the Watford City Centennial Committee, is here. Patsy, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Fantastic. Getting ready to celebrate, huh?
Yes, we are. We're getting ready to do a party of the century.
About a month away.
Yes.
All right. So, first of all, so folks get it on their calendar. Tell us what days you have planned for the events.
Well, it starts, it kicks off on June 26th. That's a Thursday, and we're going to have Main Street Feed right out here between the Barrett's and Meyer's Department Store, right in that square at the center of Main Street. There will be a kickoff at 11:30, a free lunch for everybody under the tent. And then it just goes from there and starts to roll. The film festival, we're going to have Cowboys to Crude with the Cody Shimmick production, and that will be here at the Six Shooters Cafe at Six Shooters Show Hall at 1:30. And then, again, we will have Six Brothers, which has already premiered on public TV, but that will be here premiering for all of the folks coming back. And they'll rotate 1:30 and 3:30. One will show at 1:30 in one show hall, and then they'll switch them up at the 3:30 hour. So that'll be a great way to kick off. And then the dedication of the Centennial Park. And the Centennial Park was really a brainchild of a few of us. We were looking around town at a spot that might be maybe dead space or that hadn't been very well developed, and we saw a space right behind the Children's Park. It's just over here on Main Street a little ways. And so we went in there and took a look at what possibly could be done. And we think what's been done is a real addition to the community, and we've cemented all of that area with stamp cement, and there are tables there where you can look out onto the baseball field. And so Thursday evening, Lonesome Willie with Jesse Veter Schofield will be singing, but the dedication itself will involve native dancers, a blessing in Hidatsa by Lida Bear's Tale. There will be a blessing from the Ministerial Association, and Brent Sanford, our mayor, will make a few remarks, and other dignitaries here for the event will be introduced. And then they'll get the opportunity to listen to Lonesome Willie as the baseball people will be producing some food for everybody to purchase at their kiosk. So I think Thursday is going to be a great kickoff. And for those folks who don't make it until Friday, that's all right, because Friday takes off at the same level of speed with a great big parade. And I understand, I haven't seen this yet, but I understand the S&S Motors was able to find a old pickup down in Kentucky or Tennessee that actually had S&S Motors on the door and then had the original North Dakota license plate on it. And people will get to see that during the parade, and that starts at 10 a.m. And then there will be a free feed. Dakota West Credit Union is putting on a free feed and a petting zoo. And it'll be a wonderful experience starting right out at 10 and going on until noon. And then at 12:30, we have a big event. We're groundbreaking on the new medical complex. And the medical complex is an approximate $60 million proposition here in Watford City, along with the folks that will be coming that helped us get to that spot, the USDA and oil company partners that we're working with. There will be a number of folks there. We'll make some introductions, and then we'll dig in the ground. And that will start the process of possibly 2 years of building on that medical complex, a long-awaited need in our community. And then it goes on in the afternoon. We have Merrill Pipecorn coming. We have all kinds of things for kids. We have tried to think outside the box, and instead of having a few jumping events and kids' activities, I think we've gone the extra mile, and we have clowns. We have magicians strolling in the tourist park, and We have, at the fairgrounds, we'll have the film festival again. We'll move it down to that area. We have some well-known artists returning. Julie Crozier, Julie Veeder Crozier, Larry Veeder's daughter, and Larry Veeder himself, and he's a well-known artist, comes locally from this area. Miles Bendixson grew up here and is a well-known artist. Trish Stevenson, Bruce Loken, Steve Lilligard. We just have a real array of artists. So, and it's the beginning of the Art Council here in Watford City, which is also exciting. And arts and crafts vendors will be all throughout the tourist park. And lots of good food. And I don't know about you, but when I go to the State Fair, I can hardly wait for it because of the smells.
Tops on the list is, you know, touring all the good food items,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
All the rules go out the window.
That's right.
Cheese curds, bring it on, all the good stuff.
Everything that's deep fried from, yes, cheese curds and on. So, and then we'll have the community band, which will have performed during the parade, and they'll be back down at the tourist park. The Native American dancers will be performing at 1:30 on Friday out at the tourist park. Well, now, how are people going to get to all of these things, we asked ourselves. And so we developed a bus system with the help of the public school, Watford City High School. Jim Spihovic is helping us secure at least 3 buses, if not 4. And we will have bus stops at the fairgrounds, at the tourist park, Main Street, South Park, over at the Heritage Park. And it will be making this 30-minute loop so that you can actually park your car and get to every venue and not have to be driving around, which will make it very nice for folks. And that'll go all day long until 8 o'clock at night. Fairgrounds will have main stage events. We have Tom Brousseau. We have Mr. Feelgood and the Firm Believers and Whiskey Rebellion. That's Friday night. Again, we kick it off on Saturday morning early with the Continental Home Fest run, or the Centennial Home Fest run. And that Home Fest run has been being done for a long time, and it's in memory of Connie Wold. And it starts out at the Connie Wold Wellness Center, and then they'll make their run. And there will be coffee and goodies. The all-school reunion kicks off at the high school at 1 o'clock on Friday. They will do their first 4 hours, and people can register there. And then, again, it kicks off in the morning on Saturday, and the all-school reunion will connect classes together. So if perhaps a class didn't get too well organized, they can connect on Friday and do something together on Saturday or on Sunday. Again, ice cream social will go on until 4 o'clock in the afternoon or a little bit past that. We'll have heritage days. They're going to do demonstrations both days all day long out at the Heritage Park. On Friday will be the threshing, and on Saturday will be various kinds of demonstrations of the years gone by all day long. So there will be events happening there. The Long X Council of the Arts, again, will have art shows. There'll be some quick draws, which we've never done before, out at the Art Council's building and, or out at the Home Ec building. It'll be on the fairgrounds. Tourist stage, main stage events. Jeff Nelson will be helping us all throughout the entire thing. Quintana Biffert will be on deck on Saturday. The Medora Hills Burning, the Medora Burning Hills Cloggers, I gotta get that right, they'll be performing for us on Saturday, and, there'll be mud volleyball as well.
Well, which, of course.
Yeah, I'm not gonna sign up for that, but I know people do. And, Metalark Dance, Studio Dancers, that's Lindsay, Beater Wingerters, Little Troop will be out there, Badlands Gymnastics will be out there. We're hoping for 100 babies in the baby pageant, and,
A baby pageant.
A baby pageant.
That sounds like fun.
And then Blake Crabseth, the magician, will be performing all day long. So Merrill Pipecorn will continue and will culminate on Saturday evening with a huge auction of a Centennial rifle. And the day that the Centennial rifles were announced, that we kind of got the word out through various folks, who are, Lee Stevens is a very great collector of guns, and he assisted us with this.
Hang on one sec. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
We'll wrap up, talk about the gun raffle, and give you more of the final details on the big Watford City Centennial coming up after this.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Nesset Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
the base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to nessetconsulting.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim and for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Watford City Wednesday. Hi, friends. Scott Hillen with What's on Your Mind, live and on location. We're going to open those telephones in just a little bit, and then we're going to chat with Jesse Veeder, rancher and musician, on the Watford City vote that is coming up next month. That will be another opportunity to add to what's happening in this fine community. Steve Stengen, president and chair of First International Bank and Trust in Watford City, will join us as well. And we're going to talk with a local legislator, North Dakota State Representative David Drubdahl, will join us as well, all coming up. Wrapping up our conversation with Patsy Levang, who is the chair of the Watford City Centennial Committee. And right before the break, we were winding down on Saturday activities. What else did we have to mention there?
Well, Saturday activities include, and you mentioned Jesse Veeder and Jesse Veeder Schofield, along with Lindsay Veeder Wingerter and Jan Dodge, have put together all of our events. And on Saturday evening, they're going to be able to see Six Appeal, Tiger Lily, 32 Below, and prior to that will be the big gun auction and raffle. And Doug Balkin, He's involved in tourism, and on our committee has done just a whale of a job getting the information out there. And I wanted to revisit, we welcome all babies 10 months to 2 years to come and participate in the baby pageant, and that's headed up by Carrie Dodge Forbes. And she just does a marvelous job, so bring the babies on.
I'd love to see a baby pageant. That's me intrigued. Almost as much as the gun raffle. That was the other thing we were talking about right before the break. So can people buy raffle tickets now?
They can.
Okay.
Raffle tickets are available at several of the Main Street businesses. They're also available from anyone on the committee, and that's myself, Jan Dodge, Doug Balkin, Kristen Balkin, Sandy Sanford, and Mitch and Sachs. Various other folks have raffle tickets available. And I would also say that those guns, when they were originally sold, the ones that are being raffled are the two that is being auctioned and one is being raffled. That's all that's left. So if they want a shot at that, they do need to buy a raffle ticket. And I didn't mean to say a shot at that.
It works.
And then Sunday will be the culmination with a big ecumenical service with all the churches involved. We will have Merrill Pipecorn doing some gospel music from 10 to 11, and then a big Sunday morning service with donuts and coffee will be available. So we just welcome everybody to Watford City. It is going to be the celebration of the century, and we're excited.
Sounds good. We'll be back, by the way, in a month to broadcast the first day, so we're looking forward to that as well. And again, folks, circle your calendar because there is something for everybody Thursday, the 26th of June, on through Sunday, the 29th of June, as the Watford City a centennial celebration, so it looks like great fun. Patsy, anything else you want to add?
No, I just thank you very much for coming to Watford City and doing this for us. That's a great kickoff, and we're excited, so just thank you very much.
A lot of good planning, obviously, involved in that, so kudos to you and the committee and everybody else for putting on a great event. Looks like a lot of fun. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate it. Weather forecast, I mentioned a little bit of showers in Watford this hour at 57, but we'll shake those off and head for 84 degrees. A forecast for the oil patch today, windy, isolated thunderstorms this morning, but sunny during the afternoon hours and up there around 84 with an east-southeast wind at 20 to 30 miles an hour tonight. Windy, a thunderstorm or two possible later at night with a low near 65 degrees. Some thundershower activity now. Winds are light, precip 70% chance this morning, but that is fading away rather quickly. So Williston 57 in showers, Watford City 57, Newtown Fair and 63 at this hour. Tioga, no rain showers there. Fair and 55 didn't make the rain showers up north. Fair and 63 in Stanley as well. Columbus cloudy and 57. Back in the valley, we're looking at forecast today, a mix of clouds and sun. High 83 with a north wind at 5 to 10 tonight. A straight thunderstorm possible through the evening. Few clouds, low around 60. 66 in Grand Forks at this hour, heading for 82 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. And by the way, some of those 90s I was bragging about earlier being possible have gone south here in the 10-day forecast. But still plenty of 80s and cooling off in the 70s. Hillsboro 68 and fair this hour. Grafton cloudy in 66. Kindred 70. Breckenridge fair in 68. And on the Minnesota side, fair at 68. Fergus Falls 66 in Detroit Lakes. The Ferber 68. World 64. Watertown 64. Sioux Falls 66 degrees. Aberdeen 63. Middle of the state, Fargo for 68 degrees at this hour in Fargo, heading for 86 degrees today, and not quite 90, but it will be 88 on Friday, and 80 into the weekend, and then cooling off into the 70s next week. Center part of the state looks 63 and fair right now, and heading for a partly cloudy warm day, about 87 degrees in Bismarck, clear to partly cloudy skies, 64 degrees there. All right, coming up still on the program, lots to do from Watford City. Looking forward to our conversation with Jesse Veeder, rancher and musician, and the columnist that you read in the Forum News Service newspapers. We're going to talk about a vote that is coming up. Actually, I had the honor of emceeing and moderating a candidate forum last night with the 5 county commission candidates and 3 sheriff's candidates out of the 4 that are running. And there was, you know, I don't know, 60, 70 folks there. I was impressed for, you know, a small town like Watford City to have that kind of input and interaction with the candidates, and all well-versed candidates really ready to roll up their sleeves and go to work in an already busy place. But as part of that vote coming up in June, not only, you know, it's the primary vote, there also will be a vote to increase the sales tax in Watford City, and we'll talk about how that'll be used for an event center. So Jesse Veeder will explain a little bit about that. Looking forward to catching up with her. Steve Stengel will be here, First International Bank and Trust in Watford City. The family has a great history in Watford City and the bank's role in helping the boom. Some things I'm looking forward to chatting with Steve Stengel about, and then Dave Drubdahl, Republican from Arnagard, will be here. He is the Speaker of the House and has served for better than 20 years in the legislature. We'll talk with him a little bit about the upcoming legislative session and certainly concerns and challenges in the oil patch as well. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments, as we always do, at 855-200-1776, the toll-free telephone number. Press 1 to leave a message, leave your comment. Press 2 to ask a question of our guest. We're live today in Watford City on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.